Chazar says, "Echnish b'sichabachi yichas l'shag whenever I'm Yehudim." Sech l'shabes daf chav gimel. Sheish said, "If you're a guest by somebody, you're not going to light your own ner chanukah. You should chip in. You're chayiv in ner chanukah, and therefore you should give something towards it." Reb Zeira would take a chip in with his host to have a share in the ner chanukah in order to be yaitzer. But once Reb Zeira got married, even though when he was a guest by somebody else in yeshiva, he would say then he didn't have to chip in because he knew his wife was lighting and his wife was lighting with him in mind. Shimon ben Levi said, "All oils are kosher for ner chanukah, but Shimon Zayis is the best." Abaye said that initially Rabbi Nachmani would use sesame oil because that burns the longest, but when he heard that Shemen Zayis is the best, he started using Shemen Zayis because that produces the clearest light. Rishu Malevi said that all oils are good for making ink, but again, Shemen Zayis is the best. The Bryce explained this is true for the smoking process in the making of the ink and the mixing process of the making of the ink. Both places, Shemen Zayis is the best. Another Bryce says it's the best for the smoking part. Rav Huna says that all saps of trees are good for producing ink, but the sap of the ktaf tree is the best. Chia Barashi Amarav says that the person who lights the menorah makes the bracha. Rav Yirmiyah says even someone who just sees a menorah that's lit, but he doesn't intend on lighting, he will not be able to light his own menorah, he also will make a bracha. Except he leaves out the bracha lahadlik. So on the first night, the person who lights makes three brachas because he makes shechiyon. The other night, you leave out shechiyon, he makes two. The other person who just sees, on the first night, he'll make two. He doesn't need to make lahadlik. On the other night, he'll just make shosanizim. We say shativanu lahadlik, where we command it. This is not a chi of deraisa. It's only derabbanon. So either it's from the pasuk of leisasur, or it's from the pasuk of zekenecha yomulach. Both of which teach that we have to listen to the rabbanon. Ravam asks, we see that demai is derabbanon, and yet we don't make a bracha when you separate ma'isa from demai. Our answer is demai is only a suffik, and therefore we don't make a bracha on a suffik derabbanon. But a chanuk is a vade derabbanon, therefore we do make a bracha. And yomtiv sheni, we make a bracha, even though it's a suffik. That's just to prevent people from treating yomtiv as a yom choil. Rava says that demai is not even a suffik because roivav meoretz is ma'aser and heim, therefore it's not even called a suffik. That's why we don't make a bracha. Rav Huna says that someone has two doors leading from his house to the chatzos, he has to light by each door. Rava said that's when they're not on the same side of the house. That's when you have to light it by both doors. Because we're afraid of chshad that someone's going to walk by and say, oh, he's not going to see that he lit by the other door. He's going to say, oh, he just like he didn't light by this door, but it's probably he didn't light anywhere. And we find this type of chshad is a valid concern. Rav Yitzchak Baradif in the name of Rav Huna said, if a ner has two wicks, with each wick sticking out of its own hole on the top, it could be used by two people for ner Chanukah. But Rava says if a bowl, if you fill up a bowl with oil and you put many wicks around the bowl, so like that, if you have a cover on top of it, then each wick can be used for a different person for ner Chanukah. But if there's no cover, then even one person can't use it for ner Chanukah, because then it looks like a madura, it looks like a bonfire, because there's many wicks into one fire, and therefore it would not be kosher for ner Chanukah. Rava said if someone could only afford either Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbos, he uses the money for Ner Shabbos because that's for Shalom Bayis. Same thing if you're choosing between Ner Shabbos and Kiddush, you buy Ner Shabbos because it is, again, Shalom Bayis. If the question is between buying Ner Chanukah or Kiddush, so he says that you should buy Ner Chanukah because that brings Persuma Nisa. Rav Huna says someone who's rogel with Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, he's going to be zoiche to have sons who are Tamid HaChacham. Someone who's very careful with mezuzah, he'll be zoiche to have a nice house. Someone who's very careful with tzitzis will be zoiche to have nice clothing. Someone who's careful with kiddush will be zoiche to always have a lot of wine. Rav Huna saw that Rav Oven was always very rogel, very careful with Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, and that, therefore he merited to have these two great sons, Rav Ida Bar Oven and Rav Chia Bar Oven. Rav Chisa saw that the parents of Rav Shizvi were very rogel and careful with Ner Shabbos and Chanukah, and therefore they were zoiche to have a great son, Rav Shizvi. Rav Yosef's wife would wait until immediately before Shabbos in order to, before lighting the Ner Shabbos. He told her that's improper to wait so light, the light so late, because like we find in the Midrash that the Eibishter brought the fire for the pillar of light, the pillar of fire to light the way when it was still day. So okay, so she wanted, based on that, she was going to light very early. But a certain elder told her, you can't light too late, but you also should not light too early because it has to be noticeable that you're lighting for Shabbos. Rava says someone who loves Tamid HaChamim will be zeichet to have sons who are Tamid HaChamim. Someone who honors Tamid HaChamim will be zeichet to have sons-in-law who are Tamid HaChamim. Someone who fears Tamid HaChamim will himself become a Talmud Chacham. And if he's someone who doesn't know how to learn, then it means that his words will be heard by people, will be listened to by people, like the words of Tamid HaChamim are listened to by people. Mishnah said, V'loi b'shem en sreifa. Rabbi explains Shemen Sreifa is oil that was of Truma that became Tomei. So you're not allowed to eat that. The only thing you can do, you have a Chiyuv to burn it. That's called Shemen Sreifa. The reason why they can't be used for Ner Shabbos is because since it's a mitzvah to make sure it's burned, if there's a little bit left in the glass that you're of the Ner, you're going to tilt it to make sure that it gets every little bit last of oil. We're afraid of that, and therefore we don't allow you to have that lit for Shabbos. Vaya is, based on that, you should be allowed to use it on Erev Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov it's not a problem of Shema Yateh, it's not an issue. So why is the Mishnah prohibited to say it's also on Yom Tov also? He says, really, on Yom Tov and Echanami, it should be mutter to light it for Ner Yom Tov, but it's a gzera, Ner Yom Tov, otu Ner Shabbos, that you may come to use it for Ner Shabbos, and then you come, you make it, which would be a problem of Shema Yateh. Rav Chisda says the reason why Shem and Sreif is also has nothing to do with Shem Yata. The reason is because our mission is discussing a case where Yom Tif is on Friday. It's the Erev Shabbos is Yom Tif. And therefore, to light Shem and Sreifa on Yom Tif, you're not allowed to do, because it's also to burn Kodshim on Yom Tif. Sreifa's Kodshim on Yom Tif is also. And therefore, to burn oil of Truma that has to be burnt on Yom Tif is also. And since Friday is Yom Tif, that's why it would be also.